At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I got an opportunity to see one of my all-time favorites in the Yankee universe covering your New York Yankees for MLB.com. Joining us right now is Brian Hoke.
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
Good. How are you doing? I know you just landed. Are you all settled? You're all good? You're good to talk?
I'm great to talk. Yeah, just got in, flew in from Tampa and ready for a big four-game series here against the Red Sox tonight at Yankee Stadium.
What a night last night. I was laughing as you were tweeting about, Corey Kluber and Domingo Herman and how they weren't affected by tweets because you know how Yankees Twitter is. It's like you can't say anything about the no-no, the perfect hitter. You might jinx it. And you guys don't have that power.
I knew you were going to bring that up, man. But, it's funny because, yeah, if you go back and listen to the broadcast of David Cone and David Wells, and they were talking about it the whole way through. I mean, that's our job, is to relay information about the game we're watching. And look, if I was in the dugout, I would not say anything to Cam Schlittler last night. But I think up in the press box, on the internet, I don't think we have that same power. And so I'm pretty sure Michael Kay was probably talking about it on the broadcast too. So I think that, look, fans are intense. Fans believe in jinxes. Of course, I think, of course, any Yankee fan wanted to see Cam Schlittler pitch a perfect game. But I think that getting all fired up over what somebody types on the internet is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it has no effect on the game. And he was going good last night. He had everything working, locating the four-seam fastball, that cutter, the curveball. I'm like, wow, this kid has grown up in seven starts. And, you know, Boone kind of let him continue to compete. And, you know, I took calls last night and already today on him getting a postseason start. Are we already there with Cam Schlittler? Is he getting the ball in October?
I tell you what, if they're in October, some way or another, I want Cam Schlittler getting the ball because he got that big velocity. I think you're only seeing a peak here of what he can be. I think that as he continues to refine the secondary stuff, that curveball last night was the best I think we've seen from him. So, he can get guys out just with that fastball alone. But when he starts adding in more pieces to it, and you're continuing to see it here, he dominated that Rays lineup through the first six innings last night, and he was so efficient doing it too. I think 66 pitches through six, and you looked at that and you said, man, if he keeps going here, he's got a real shot to do this and stay under 100 pitches. Obviously, the Rays made him work there in the seventh inning, and it slipped away from him, and Luke Weaver came in and got a big out there to preserve his line. But, yeah, I think that Yankees in the playoffs, Cam Schlittler has to play a role there, whether it's a starter. I mean, imagine him coming out of the bullpen and giving you 2-3 innings. I think that would be huge, too. So, yeah, one way or another, he's on that roster, I believe, and he's playing a big part.
Yeah, so Cam Schlittler, I mean, great. You know, they always talk about the Yankees don't develop pitching. The Yankees don't, like, great that, you know, he's popped up. And, you know, behind the dish was Austin Wells last night after Ben Rice got beat up being back there. And after Ben Rice has gotten a primary opportunity to start games as the catcher, you know, I've been kind of singing Austin Wells' praises. He became the new whipping boy. It was kind of like they went from Anthony Volpe trashing him to Austin Wells, and he really showed up in a big way last night, just catching the game and then also at the plate with the two home runs. And I think he's a team player. The article that I read, he was talking about how, you know, Ben Rice is raking, and if this is what is going to help the team, so be it. But what I think is going to help the team is both of them. If Austin Wells can get back to hitting the way that, you know, he was our cleanup hitter last year, he was clutch at times last year, like, this is a positive to have both of them raking.
Yeah, that's what Aaron Boone said after the game last night. He said, look, this is what he's capable of. And, you know, obviously Wells has gone through a real tough stretch there. And I think that there is a lot to catching a full big league season. You do get beat up. I mean, you mentioned Ben Rice. He got fouled a bunch of balls off himself. Then he took one in a sensitive spot late in the game last night. So you knew he wasn't going to be back behind the plate again. And so, yeah, I think that there's so much to it, and the first priority is always handling the pitching staff, taking care of the framing, making sure you're working on run prevention, and then the offense is secondary. And what you see with Wells is the power is real. I mean, that home run was headed out toward Dale Mabry last night, and that was a big boy home run there. So that's what he is capable of. You put him in a ballpark that has the dimensions like Yankee Stadium, like Steinbrenner Field is, of course. And I think that plays to his strengths really well. And I think that, yeah, you're right. If you will have both Rice and Wells hitting well during the postseason or during the run to the postseason, you're in pretty good shape there, because you're right that the offense has been an issue. And you mentioned Volpe earlier. He's turned it around. He took that criticism. He heard it, certainly. The noise around him was very loud, and he seems to have hit another gear here, and he's playing much better than he was about a month ago.
Yeah, defensively, he's a different player. I haven't seen him skip a ball. He's on everything. He's attacking the ball, throwing the ball in the air. It's good to see, and I've already predicted that his bat will come around. He'll homer in this Red Sox series coming up this weekend. But back to George M. Steinbrenner Field, I joked, but I wasn't even joking. I said last night when that ball got hit in the gap and it went off the wall, I'm like, that was the ghost of George Steinbrenner just blowing the ball, like not letting us get walked off like that. The last game being played in this weird year where Tampa has to rent out our spring training facility. Let's stick with the pitching. David Bednar, who's been solid, who a lot of us have rallied around, calling him David put him to Bednar, and really being fired up about him being the new Yankees closer. It's funny how baseball works out. It's Devin Williams, our other closer, that has to come in and get the job done. Talk about David Bednar, his usage, but then also how they've used Devin Williams, who we've been calling low-lev Dev, and then they put him in that situation last night, and he shined.
Well, that was a big spot for Williams, and certainly the ball goes down the line, and you're thinking, oh, here we go again. And he really did lock it in there. Was able to get it done and pin those two runs on board. And you saw it with the reaction. I think that's the most fired up I've seen Devin Williams as a Yankee. He came off the mound. He was roaring. It kind of reminded me of Jabba Chamberlain back in the day when Jabba would bounce off the mound and do one of those. And so, you know, Williams is he's a cool cat. He doesn't show a lot of emotion outwardly. And I think that spoke to how big that opportunity that was. That was his first save, I think, since late July. That one also came against the Rays, and I'm sure he hasn't forgotten what happened at Steinbrenner Field back in April when it wasn't even a blown save. It was a multi-inning run lead, and he blew that one. And so it has definitely not been the year that the Yankees envisioned when they traded for Williams, and obviously that's why they had to go out at the deadline and try and bolster that bullpen. And Bednar is a huge piece of it, because you've already seen He's unflappable. He comes in and he's here it is. I'm going to throw you my best. I got that curveball that falls off the table here. And if you can hit it, if not, I'm going to be shaking hands in a few minutes. And so he's got the kind of mentality you want from your closer. And that's why I like about what the Yankees did at the deadline, because these guys are not just reinforcements for this year. Bednar, for example, he's under contract for next season too. So you can actually start to plan for the future here and look at these guys and say, all right, here's where they're going to slot in the future, not just now trying to, hire guns, trying to help you get to the postseason and make another deep run and get back to the World Series. But you can plan for what they're going to mean beyond this year, too.
Yeah, I love that. I've already, tipped my cap to Cashman for not going to get rentals. And, if you're going to give up something for these guys, have a vision for this year and beyond and not just put all your chips in that, this has got to be the year and these guys are going to hit free agency. But, another guy that's on my screen right now that I think was a buzzer beater last day thing and like maybe underrated, Jose Caballero. He's been involved in this 5-game win streak, and he is an agitator, so much so that he agitated the umpire crew, got tossed last night. But, he can play multiple positions. He's got speed on the base paths. And I just think that he's helped Volpe. I think the challenge of, hey, you got another guy that could play shortstop has helped Volpe kind of step his game up. And I think he's helped the clubhouse. Now, I can't speak to it. I haven't been around. And then I did hear some things about him, obviously playing his former team. But can you share anything with us about what you've seen from Jose Caballero? I just think that, he is an underrated get. I think he's somebody that, I've been calling Cabby 2.0 for two reasons. Oswaldo Cabrera was the first Cabby. And how Boone has those nicknames. And I think this is 2.0 as far as having a utility player that can play multiple positions. And also his second act, when we first saw him, he ran past that ball in Miami and people were like, get this guy up out of here. He has been great from St. Louis to Tampa. Share anything with us about Jose Caballero being on this team.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. He's an agitator. He's a pest. I think that if you're playing against him, he's probably a guy you hate. I mean, remember back the Gerrit Cole incident. When they were playing the Mariners, Caballero was with the Mariners.
Yes.
Cole threw a ball over his head about 15 feet to the backstop, and that's when we got that meme-worthy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Clip of Cole walking off the mound, wagging his finger at Scott Service. And so that was all because of Caballero, who kept stepping out to mess with Cole because of the pitch clock. And
right.
So he identified a weakness there. Look, we've seen Gerrit Cole work. We know that he is a creature of habit who has to stick to a specific routine. And if you start messing with that routine, or if guys make misplays in the field behind him, he's got a chance to unravel. So Caballero was trying to poke that, and he got to him that night at Yankee Stadium. And so I think that's a little sneak of what Caballero can do on the Yankee side. I think that when he's in your team, Aaron Boone already said he's one of my favorite players. And I don't think that would have been the case a month ago. But when you've got him in your uniform and he's on your side and he's trying to take any little edge that he can, I think that's the kind of guy you need there. He's useful. He's versatile. He's speedy. He leads the major leagues in stolen bases. So he has a lot of things to this Yankee team that they didn't have previously. And I think, I was talking to Kevin Cash about it. And he said Caballero can help you win a games in a lot of different ways. We saw a little bit of the power that first game at Tampa. I wouldn't bank on that. I wouldn't bank on a multi-home run game for Caballero very often. But speed, the defense, and just kind of getting in a pitcher's head. You know, he's another thing you have to game plan around. And he's annoying when you're the opponent. But when he's on your team, you love him.
We're on the phone right now with Brian Hoke. Covers the New York Yankees for MLB.com. One of the best. Great guy. Great girl dad. Great dad in general. One of my favorites. I always tell the story about how when I first met you, it was the London series. And, you know, I ran into you in the bathroom. And there's so many people out there. I think they had 80,000 people out there. I'm like, I might not ever see this guy again. Little did I know. But I'm like, I got to stop him now. I got to ask him for a picture now and shake his hand. And I've seen you I don't know how many times since. I had no idea back in 2019 where I was heading.
The moral of the story is always ask for the selfie, even if it's outside the bathroom, I guess. And then maybe 5 years later, we'll be chatting on the radio here at Newark Airport.
All right, we're about to play the Red Sox. Giancarlo Stanton kills the Red Sox. But Giancarlo Stanton, I don't know if he can play right field every single game. Maybe he can in Yankee Stadium, but, you know, after he played three against Minnesota, he had to take 3 days off. What a luxury for the Yankees not needing him to sweep St. Louis. But, with Judge not being able to play in right field, like, this is something that's looming over the Yankees right now. And, you know, a couple days ago, Aaron Boone and Aaron Judge, I guess their messaging got crossed a little bit, and you were on it, you were covering it. Where are we at with this? Like, Boone comes out and tells us that Judge is not going to be able to return to form throwing the ball, and that, you know, it's going to be some time. And then Judge comes out and says, I don't know why he said that. He hasn't seen me throw. I do plan on coming back to 100%. So, I mean, what do you know? I think it's all kind of up in the air. We know the best Yankees lineup is Judge in right field and Stanton DHing, and the sooner we can get to that, the better.
Of course, yeah. I think that in that situation, Boone said the quiet part out loud, and I think Judge has to believe that he's going to get back full force. But I think that there's a real chance that he is going to be compromised the rest of the season. And so, obviously, Judge doesn't want to hear that, and he certainly doesn't want his manager saying that on the radio. And so I think that's where that came from, that disconnect there. But, you know, Judge, of course, he's one thing about Judge is he hates talking about injuries. And this is, goes all the way back to the broken wrist a few years back in, I think, 2018, where he broke his wrist and the Yankees initially said he'd be back in 3.5 weeks, and it wound up being 7. And so I think ever since then, he's been very sensitive about talking about injuries. He just hates it, and he doesn't want to do it. And I think that he will always take the stance of, I will be back sooner than you think, and I'll show you. And so I think that's what you're seeing there. And I think that there, I understand it, and I actually believe what Boone's saying too. He made the point later. He kind of walked it back a little bit and said, you know, maybe I overstated the case, but I don't think that he's going to come back right away and be a 70-80 arm on the scouting scale. I don't think that. I don't think you're going to see Judge making a Vladimir Guerrero throw from right field early on anyway. And he even talked about having to kind of be smart with it. He talked about it like a strained hamstring, where you're not going to try and go for a triple your first shot out of the box. And so I think that if he can get back out there, it helps the Yankees defensively so much. Even if his arm is not what it was earlier in the season, having that flexibility, because you mentioned Stanton. Look, he's been fantastic. He's been better than I thought he would be out there. He's continuing to crush the ball. And I really thought that he was going to be very shaky out in the outfield after not doing it for more than a year. And I haven't really seen any issues with balls getting to him. He's gotten to the balls he needs to get to. He hasn't made any gold glove type plays, but you're not expecting that. You're just expecting catch the balls and throw them in. And he's done that part of the job. But I think there is a physical tax to playing Stanton out there so regularly. You saw it. I don't really think they wanted to have him out in the outfield at Busch Stadium anyway, but I think that the less they can get him out there, move him back to the DH role where he's more comfortable. I know he's loving this little cameo in right field, but I think long-term, best thing for the Yankees is, even if Judge is not 100% throwing wise, get him back in the outfield if he's good enough. And that's why Boone keeps saying it's up to the training staff. Boone would put him out there tomorrow if they told him, they gave him the green light. But so far, that hasn't happened.
Last thing for you, Brian. With the Yankees going 7-1 with this stretch against the Twins, the Cardinals, and the Rays, I look at this series against the Red Sox and say, hey, just get me a split. You're in good shape. Get me a split. But, I mean, they've got it lined up. It wasn't too long ago that they were coming out of the All-Star break trying to line up Fried and Rodon, and they've got it lined up here where it's Heel, Fried, Rodon, and Warren, I think. So, like, here we go. What are you expecting to see out of this Red Sox series? Because the Red Sox swept them in Fenway, but the Red Sox just lost to Baltimore. They got to go back to Baltimore. I think the Yankees got them right where they want them.
Oh, we'll see. Things have changed a lot since that last day at Fenway. I remember walking out there on that sunny Sunday, I think it was, and Rafael Devers hit one over the monster, and then suddenly he was being traded to the Giants. So things have changed a lot in that time span there, and the Red Sox have obviously played well made this a race. And so, yeah, you're right. You got Heel, you got Fried, you got Warren and Rodon going this weekend. And to me, tomorrow night is the big game. I want to see what Max Fried does here. I want to see how he bounces back, because that is a huge piece for this team here. If they're going to have any hope of going deep into the postseason and making a run here, you need Fried to be back to what he was before the All-Star break, because I am concerned about what I'm seeing here. I suspect that something may be cooking there where he's, if it's mechanical, if it's physical, obviously it's good enough that he can be out there, but he has not been the same guy that we saw in the first half. And I know he can take this to another level if he gets back right and be that ace that the Yankees need here at the top of the rotation. So yeah, it's a big weekend for all the starters, but I'm going to be watching Fried very closely here tomorrow night, because I want to see how he does against this Boston lineup.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going tonight for the George Costanza bobblehead, and then Friday night is a Bleacher Creature.
Tonight? Yeah, oh, yeah. Wow.
And that's, you know, him sleeping under the desk. I never even watched Seinfeld, but that's such a rare bobblehead you got to get in. And then Friday is a Bleacher Creature holiday, so I'm looking forward to the next two nights. Maybe I'll stop by the media area and come see you.
Well, save me a George Costanza bobblehead, because that is one that I need. That hits me right in the 90s.
I'll make sure I grab two of them. Hoke, you're the man. Thanks for joining us today.
You got it, Keith. Anytime. See ya.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.